There were 65,000 cases of confirmed child abuse that were investigated by the Texas Department of Family Protective Services in 2015. That's down by 14%, according to the state's Child Protective Services Division. But Judge John Spezia, the head of the state agency, says that while those numbers have decreased, 50% of caseworkers are leaving the job because of low pay and high caseloads. He says the state is also seeing an increasing number of foster children age out of the system with serious mental illness because of the type of care they've received.
Children that age out of foster care are overrepresented in the people that are incarcerated, in people with serious mental health issues, and people that are homeless.
Tyrone Ombaski is a former foster care youth. He was removed from his Houston home when he was just 2 months old. He's now a licensed professional counselor who works with foster children.
After spending 18 years in the system, I endured acute psychological distress due to sexual molestation, psychiatric drugging, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and taunting.
Some on the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee would like to commission a study of the issue. But San Antonio Democratic Senator Carlos Uresti says that the legislature has conducted enough studies and it's time to take action. Uresti says the number of foster children that have been institutionalized at one of the state's mental hospitals is 3 times higher than a year ago. Many of them fed handfuls of psychotropic drugs until the age of 18. The foster care system is an issue that lawmakers will be closely examining during the 2017 legislative session. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.